Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are kind of a mixed affair, with corn and wheat leading the way. And, of course, corn, now that we're in the month of March, more demand continuing on the March contract, so the inverse is continuing to grow and make new record highs. The last highs having been between the March and May spread, inverted spread, 12 and 3 quarters back in 1996. Today is currently standing at 17 and a quarter. The new crop, however, is having a weaker day. And, of course, now that we're in the month of March, everybody's going to be looking at all the acres. But having said that, the first 2 weeks of March are thought to be a little bit on the drier side, but cold for the Delta areas. And if that's the case, the soil temperature will stay too cool and, of course, keep the planting progress for corn in the south not very progressive. However, from mid-month on, from what I hear of my weather services, they're thinking it's going to warm up but turn wet. And if that's the case, that crop down in the Delta and Texas just may not get planted as timely as it normally should. Where I'm going with this is it means that the basis in July to August could be just rip-roaring strong. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.